Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I'm just in a state of just being blessed, man. I'm very, very thankful for everything that God's done and, you know, everything that happened yesterday. And, you know, God is just so good. And this morning I was reading in John, and once you start reading it, you know, I always ask God what to go over in the morning and that the teachings are good and that they bless people. And one of the things that jumped out at me today is the fact that you're called. And it talks about this in John. It's not just the fact that you happen to hear the word and just randomly and you believe. You've been preordained. God knew you from the beginnings of the foundations of the world. You're called. You're summoned to be a son of God. And there's power in that. And it's just, I'm just very, very thankful to be called, to be a son of God. And if you go to chapter 6 of John, verse 63, it says, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth. It is the Spirit that maketh alive. The flesh profiteth nothing," and that's your carnal nature, "it profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." The words that are in here, they are the spirit. They are their life. They're life unto us. And if you're walking around in a state of anxiety, in a state of fear, if you're walking around with negative thoughts all the time, you are not listening to this stuff. You have to change what you're putting on in the life. What you think about it makes you you. You got to change what you're putting into your mind. You got to change what you're thinking about. Put on the spiritual things of this life. This word is spirit, and spirit is life. Jump over to verse 35. It says, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." God told Christ Jesus that the people that would believe on the name of Jesus Christ, all those people will come to him, and through Christ Jesus is access to God. But it's God that giveth. God gives the increase in everything in our life. God gives the increase of the body of believers. God constantly gives and feeds his own. God is feeding you constantly, and you've been chosen to be a son of God. You did not come to Christ Jesus just randomly. That is not how this goes, man. It's not what God says. If you jump to Ephesians chapter 2, "And you who were dead in trespasses and sins," when Adam transgressed against the law, even though we didn't sin, after the similitude of that one transgression, all were severed from God. All were severed. "And you who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which time or once ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the devil's spirit that now worketh in the children of the disobedience, among whom also we have all had our conversation in times past." Everyone has had that conversation, that set manner of life, living in the carnal nature, living in the state of death, living in the course of this world. "Among whom we have all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature or natural origin the children of the disobedience, the children of wrath, even as others." Even in the state, when we all walked according to the course of the world, the course that is literally run by the adversary, we've all done it, even all that, "But God, who is rich in mercy," and this mercy is active compassion, "but God, who is rich in active compassion for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins," or dead by sins, "hath made us alive together with Christ." That's the point. He made us alive together. You have been called by grace. Verse 8, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and it is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It is a gift that you have been called and you have been chosen. And even though we were walking in the course of this world, God loved us. On account of how much he loved us, he gave his son for us. That all you have to do is believe in the name of Jesus Christ. And what's wonderful about that is he brought you to him. You have been chosen. You have been summoned as a son of God now. What you think on makes you you. What are you thinking about? Do you think on the Spirit? Do you think of the things of the Spirit, which are God's word? Or do you walk in that carnal nature? And the beautiful part is you don't have to condemn yourself if you're not walking the right way, because it's not going to change your standing with God. Your standing as a son of God will not change based on what you do. That's what Christ died for. And you can live the life that God's chosen for you by choosing to do it. Who are you? What makes you you? What do you think on? Where do you live? Do you live in this? Or do you live in the nature of this world? You get to choose, man, and it's beautiful. I hope you're having a great day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ again. And this is always, and this is biblical. You pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything you do for us. I thank you for the protection of our country and just the protection of everything that's going on. I pray for each and every believer out there that you take care of them and that you bless them and that you just bring just joy to their heart. I thank you for your son and what he did, and I thank you for your word and how it constantly brings comfort. And I just ask for a great day today. I pray again for the business and for all those that work with us and all of the people that, all of our customers, you also bless them, Father. And I just thank you for just everything you do. And I lift up a great day to you. In the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.